Our Old Testament lesson on this morning comes from Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Hear the word of God. Happy are those whose ways is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes to us. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinance. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Here ends the first lesson.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson, Matthew, verse 5, chapter 5, verse 21 through 37. Again, hear the word of the Lord. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In celebration in honor of Black History Month this morning, I am using the words of the late Howard Thurman, an African-American theologian and preacher and teacher and scholar, from his book of Meditations. Would you join me in the centering prayer? Lord, open unto us light for our darkness. Open up unto us courage for our fear. Open unto us hope for our despair. Open unto us, O God, peace for our turmoil. Open unto us, O God, joy for our sorrow. Open up to us, O God, through your preached word, strength for our weaknesses. Amen. Amen. Friends, in our scripture we find in our scripture on this morning, we find a continuation of the Sermon of the Mount. And in this passage of scripture that I just read, we find Jesus highlighting some of the Ten Commandments and offering instructions as to how to live into these commandments, particularly murder and anger and adultery and divorce and bearing false witnesses. These are not all the commandments, but a highlight of a few. These commandments, in my opinion, can be individual sermons within itself. But on this Sunday, God wants me to convey to you or to remind you of his instructions. Of his instructions. Friends, we live in a world that functions in or by instructions. That is a direction, an order, a command, detailed information, telling us how something should be done, how something should be operated or assembled. Instructions are necessary in our lives. It's very hard to exist in this world without instructions. We have instructions on just about everything. What to eat, what not to eat. We have instructions on how to operate our household appliances, outdoor equipment, how to dispose of trash, how to operate a vehicle, how to cook, how to work the remote control. We have instructions on marriage and instructions on how we care for our children and the elderly. We have even instructions on divorce. We have instructions on addressing emergency safety on a plane. We have instructions as to how we take our medications. We have instructions all over YouTube, all over social media. There are all types of instructions. How to scratch your dandruff. Instructions. Instructions. I'm grateful for these instructions. Recently, this week, I have a state-of-the-art vacuum cleaner, and I could not locate the instruction guide for the vacuum cleaner. But thanks be to God, YouTube had instructions. A gentleman from the UK posted instructions, not just posted, but talked through the instructions on how to locate certain things on the state-of-the-art vacuum cleaner. Instructions, instructions, instructions. Many of you may find it hard to take or abide by instructions. You have lived by so many instructions in your life, and you find at this point in your life, you just don't want to follow instructions. You just want to live. You just want to live. Our children and youth, you may feel that there are too many instructions from your parents and the requirements from your school or school teachers. As a preacher and teacher of the gospel, I'm governed by instructions. For this is the work I have been called to do, but I am instructed in terms of how to do it. So friends, on this morning, what intrigued me about this passage of scripture is that Jesus gives instructions as to how to live into these commandments. Jesus does this by giving examples and metaphors to convey this message. These instructions are still relevant in this time. We must adhere to these instructions. I believe it is our duty as Christians to adhere to the instructions of God. Our primary instructions should come from God. Our soul instructions, our top instructions should come from God. In season and out of season, whether you feel like abiding by it or not, we must adhere and live into God's instructions for our lives. We must ask God to show us how to live into his instructions for our lives. We must seek this from God. This becomes an individual lesson, but also a collective lesson. The instructions that are given to both of to all of us collectively, but yet individually. Friends, on this morning, Scripture reminds us about instructions, how important it is to be led, to be guided by commands and directions. Proverbs 19 and 20 says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future." Scripture also reminds us in Psalm 32:8, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Even Proverbs talks about, 4:13 talks about instruction. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let it go. Guard your life in instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16, verse 17, "All scripture is breathed out of God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for training in righteousness." Friends, where are you getting your instructions from? Where are you getting your instructions from? Where are you getting your instructions from? That is the question. I believe, I assert, that your instructions should come from God through prayer, through Bible reading, but also how God speaks to you. God will show up. God will give you instruction if you ask, if you seek instruction from God. Friends, I believe it is important how we live our lives as God's people. I believe that we are held to a higher standard just because we know God and we know God's love. We are expected to help one another, to forgive one another, and to respect one another. It's hard work being a Christian. Loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then loving our neighbors as ourselves. We can default on this instruction, but this is our command from God. I believe if God asks you to do something or give you instruction, God will give you the necessary strength and power and guidance to carry out God's plan. Friends, I believe that we must yearn for instruction from God. In 2023 and beyond, God's instruction should be in the front and center of our lives. God's instruction, not any other instruction, but God's instruction. So where are you getting your instructions from on this morning? Where are you getting your cues? Where are you getting your commands? Where are you getting those things? So in closing, I leave you with these questions for you to ponder and or wrestle with. The takeaways from this sermon: God's charge, God's command, God's instruction. What instructions do you need to follow? What instructions do you need to follow that you are not following? Oftentimes in instructions, when you get certain products, they come with a quick guide. You don't have to read through all the instructions. It's just a quick guide to get you set up easily within 5 minutes. Do you need to take the quick guide route for instructions? Or do you need to follow the lengthy, the time-consuming route? What instructions do you need to follow? Better yet, what instructions do you need to revisit? God has told you something or had led and guided you back in 1970, 1980, 1990, 2000, 2010, 2015, 2023. What instructions do you need to revisit? You still have time to revisit those or that instruction that God has given you. Finally, friends, what instructions do you need to do away with? What are some instructions that God has said, leave it alone? You no longer follow this crowd or this or that doctrine or that theology or that person on the news. What instructions do you need to do away with? What are those instructions? Instructions. 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 Amen.